Good morning, Locust Grove.
Good morning.
It's good to all see you here this morning. So, how many of us take things for granted? The kindness of a stranger, a gentle breeze on a hot day, the fact that your car started one more time. One thing that I have, that I hope that we never take for granted, is God's grace and our salvation in Christ. God's grace is never ending, and our salvation can be forever if we live in Christ. So today's call of worship comes out of Romans 6, starting in verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Jesus was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, that we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in death like this, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like this. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, and we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Of course, you've already been asked that. Let's stand and turn in our hymnals to number 442 for Blessed Assurance, number 442. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest, I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, washing his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Let's pray together. Lord God, we do praise you and thank you for this day, for the blessing of bringing us together to worship you. We thank you that you are here with us as we come here today, thanking you and praising you for everything you've done for us. The smiles you've given us this past week, the certain blessings, then just to remind us how you're with us each and every single day. Lord, we especially come here today giving you praise and giving you thanks and giving you glory for your willingness to go to the cross, to die for us, to rise again. For the promise of one day of your return, the promise of one day of being in glory with you, because of your forgiveness of our sins. Lord, we pray that everything we say today, everything we do would be praising you and would be pleasing you. We pray this together. Amen. Well, as for our next song, let's turn to number 113. We have come into his house. 113. Seated. Number 375, Heavenly Sunlight. If you would, please stand with me. Number 375, Heavenly Sunlight. Walking in sunlight, all of my journey over the mountains through the deep veil, Jesus has said, forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, thinking in sunlight, Jesus is my voice. Shadows above me never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to his side. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above. Singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Now, before you sit down, turn and face somebody. Shake their hand. Shake their hand. And tell them, God loves you. And I'm trying. And you may be seated. Okay, we are going to do something a little bit different. We're throwing a monkey wrench. Well, not really a monkey wrench. You just stay right there. Yep. We're going to do something a little bit different. We've been talking about heaven, right? And we're going to continue on with our next message next week. We're coming to close to the end of it. Not of heaven, but close to the end of the messages. Focusing on that. Last week we talked about, you know, when we're living up there and that this life is a preliminary of what we're going to be doing up in heaven, correct? Yes. You read my mind. Thank you. And that this life is a preliminary of what we're going to be doing in heaven. We talked about how one of the things we're going to be doing in heaven is worship. You know, and we talked about what worship, you know, was last week. It's not just, I shouldn't say just, but it's not just our idea of what today is. But one of the things that we will be doing is praising God, praising Christ. And one of those ways is that we're going to be singing. Now, who loves music? Okay? Who likes to sing? Even I didn't ask if you could. I asked who loves to sing. All right? Thank you. I appreciate that. Today, we're going to have a hymn sing. Okay? You guys get to pick out the songs. Now, time out before you guys get all excited about this. Although I want you excited. Here's the rules. Okay? If you pick a song out and I don't know it, you have to come up and sing it. Okay? If you pick a song out and Sheila doesn't know it, you have to sing it and play it. And you also have to do the guitar at the same time. Okay? We'll probably do one or two verses of each song. So, I'm going to take and somebody pick out a song. Let me know what you want. We're going to come out of the hymnal. I'll start it off. Number 386. Surely Goodness and Mercy. Number 386. If you don't know it, then we're all in trouble. No, I'm just kidding. A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. When Jesus the kind shepherd found me. And now I am on my way home. Pause right there. We're going to sing verse 3, and then at the end of that one, we're going to continue on with that little at the end there. All right? Verse 3. Oh, by the way, you don't have to stand up. You may be seated. That's fine.
When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely His great hand will lead me to the mansion He's gone to prepare. Sing aloud. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Okay. 148. Yep, you just shot it out there. So 148. You what? Oh boy.
Jesus, there's just something about 554? 554. Let's see what it is here first. Oh, you get to come up. No, I'm just kidding. I know. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Verse 4, or yeah. And Lord, haste the day when the face shall be sighed, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. 362? I'm sorry. 352, sorry. Okay. 352. Now, 1 second, because this is one of my favorites, we're doing all three verses. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. Plunge me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. Somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due. And the some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. 759? Okay. Okay, thank you. We'll do 1 and 4. Where'd it go? There. are standing on holy ground. And I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We'll do that one more time. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. Standing in His presence on holy ground. 442. All righty. Yeah, we did, but that's all right. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Verse 3, perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. 85. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. We're going to do all five verses because they go so well. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my Before we go on to our next song, does anybody know the story behind Amazing Grace? Who said yes? What's the story? What's that? Yes, John Newton was a slave trader. And actually, on his last voyage, well, it wasn't going to be his last voyage, but it ended up being his last voyage. On their way back with a bunch of slaves, they ran into a storm. And he prayed that, okay, he remembered how his mother, the mother or grandmother, took him to church as a kid. Okay, and he prayed there. He said, God, if you get me out of this, I'll get out of this and I'll turn my life over to you. And then after that, that's the song is a result of Christ working on him that day and everything. So there's more to it, but if you ever get a chance to look it up, you know, that's one thing about even the contemporary songs, but especially the hymns, when you go back and look at the stories behind them, what the person was going through. For instance, It Is Well With My Soul. Anybody know the story of that one? Yes, what was it? Who died in the shipwreck? Anybody remember? His kids. The wife was left alone. And she texted. Okay, nah. Okay. She sent an email, not email. What's the word I'm looking for?
Wrote,
but no, it was at that time. Telegram, that's it. That's sorry. Okay, yeah. Wow. I'm not even that text savvy. Yeah, she texted. Okay. But anyway. Yes, his wife and the kids were in a shipwreck, and the kids were killed, and she telegrammed back that she was alone. In other words, she survived it, but she was by herself. So he came back, was going back to England, excuse me. And when he got to the very spot where that ship had sunk, the captain told him, this is the spot where the shipwreck took place. And then he wrote that song, It Is Well With My Soul, saying that. And he had gone through a lot more before this. He had lost his fortune. He had lost a lot of stuff and everything, in some fires and just different things. So, you know, take time. And that's why I love the contemporary stuff. I love the modern day music. I do. I love Mercy Me. I love, you know, a bunch of them. But I also love the hymns. And that's why I think it's so great that even though today we're just doing hymns, that when we do a blending of them on Sunday mornings usually. Because even a lot of the contemporary songs have a story behind them. There's one song that has a story about a wife and her husband losing their children. Okay, and it's just talking about how God is with them each and every day, that no matter what, and that they're going to praise God. So just that. Okay, we'll go with two more songs, and you know what? I just might let you guys out early today.
183.
I don't know who said what, but I'm taking hers. So, 183. What was that?
I'll get mine next.
Okay, you get yours next. Okay. Maybe. No, I'm just kidding. 183. Oh, Holy Night. All right.
Oh, Holy Night. The stars are brightly shining. It is it's
Mr. Richard, 395. I got to see it before I say this is definitely the last one. So, all right, let's stand together. All three verses of Love Lifted Me. Amen. I want to hear everybody. I was singing. Sing as our closing prayer, so sing it out. Sounds in danger, look above. Soul is completely safe. He will lift you by his love. Pillows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved too. when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Amen. Have a great week, everybody. God bless.